Talking to the director of the Ice Hogs business operations, Mike Peck, this morning. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Oh, Steve, I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice, just the tone, and to talk about Rockford Ice Hogs, things feel a little bit better.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. And likewise, it's been a long stretch here, and it's awesome to be talking something Ice Hogs related, other than everything being shut down. And hopefully that pendulum is starting to swing back the other way a little bit.
All right, so the biggest event of the year for the Ice Hogs, one of the biggest, I should say, would be the Teddy Bear Toss. And I love the fact that you're not going to let COVID-19 win this battle. You're going to do something in the fight and get some teddy bears for kids.
Absolutely. It is one of my top three events of the year with the Ice Hogs. And I just love it when the Ice Hogs score that goal and there's thousands of stuffed animals that come raining down on the ice. And last year we had almost 4,500 stuffed animals come down for the teddy bear toss. And all those stuffed animals get donated to local charities, hospitals, I mean, all over the state line area. And we had a lot of fans reach out to us over the last month or so, Steve, asking us, hey, you know, what about the teddy bear toss? So logistically, we've been trying to figure out, you know, how can we do this? And I think we came up with a pretty cool idea for this Saturday where fans can still participate in a teddy bear toss and they actually get to come into the arena and do it, a little drive-through teddy bear toss.
So wait, they're going to come through, they're going to drive through the BMO?
Absolutely. So if you enter in the BMO, come down Main Street from the north, we're going to let you in where the Zamboni enters the building and you can drive onto the arena floor. We're going to let you get out of your car if you want. You don't have to get out of your car. But you all have to have a mask. Then you can throw your stuffed animal. We're going to have some hockey nets set up and you can throw your stuffed animals at the hockey nets. And then we are going to collect those guys and donate them to local charities. We're also doing a winter item drive too, by the way, like a winter clothing drive. So we're going to do a couple of different things on Saturday, but from 9 to noon, you can come into the BMO and drive through and toss your stuffed animals.
And then you drive out the other side by the parking ramp, I would take it, right? Or the other side?
Yep, Chestnut Street is where you will exit at.
Well, that's even more than you could have done. You could have just had a big old truck and just threw them in the truck, but you're actually going to make it as close as possible with the ice and the nets and everything to feel as normal as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, no ice will be down, but you still get to come into the arena. And I might even try to fire up the goal horn and fire that off a few times to give everyone the signal to toss their stuffed animals. We'll see what we can do. But it'll be great. Head coach Derek King will be there. Mark Bernard, the general manager of minor league affiliations, will be there. We'll just be, you know, greeting fans, obviously waving. Everyone will receive an autographed Ice Hogs poster that donates. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be really cool just to reconnect with the Ice Hogs fans. And I know everybody's jonesing for some hockey here.
So is the season coming back sooner? You have no clue yet, but you're hoping it'll happen soon. But the fact that you're in the building talking Ice Hogs is a good indication.
Yeah, I mean, we're holding out hope. February 5th is the date that we're targeting right now. But there's, you know how it is. There's so many factors that are still in play that could either derail that or make that a reality. And we're hoping it's going to happen. We don't know if it's going to be with fans. But February 5th is the date that we have penciled in, I guess, for right now. But I guess for now we'll enjoy the teddy bear toss and the Christmas holiday season.
All right, so the teddy bear toss, if you can't make it Saturday, what else can we do?
So yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. So we're going to actually have the box office at the BMO open beginning on Wednesday. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you can drop off your stuffed animals and your winter items. So when I say winter items, we're looking for newer, gently used jackets, hats, gloves, I mean, sweatshirts, sweaters, whatever you want to do. You know what? Clean out your closet, and if you have stuff that's in good shape, bring it on down, and we'll donate it. We'll probably donate it to, like, Miss Carly's or the rescue mission and just benefit a lot of people who are in need here during the holidays.
All right, so this Saturday from 9 until noon, drive-through event at the BMO Harris Bank Center with the Rockford Ice Hogs, your teddy bear toss. Bring those stuffed animals. Any idea where those stuffed animals are going to go, the teddy bears are going to head to this year?
You know, we're going to reach out to our normal list. I just know there's different restrictions, so I don't want to speak out of turn and say we're going to deliver them to some place and have that place say, you know, without confirmation that we have restrictions in place or whatever it might be. But I guarantee they're going to get in the hands of people in need, of kids in need here during the holidays.
All right, so if we want more information, can we go to the Ice Hogs website? A lot of people probably haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. IceHogs.com. You can find the information on our Facebook page as well. And we will love to see everybody down on Saturday morning donating those stuffed animals and teddy bears and winter items.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. And we're waiting for February 5th. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Everything falls into place for hockey.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve.